In Westlake Park, office workers eat lunch on folding chairs. Off to the side, homeless people are arranging their blankets and clothes. And dead center, two guys square off over a comically large chess set with knee-high pieces. Leo Hernandez plays here almost every day.
You feel sort of safe, but it's a really kind of bad area. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens here all the time, and it usually happens, you know, when we're out here playing chess.
I should say, people in Westlake Park vary a lot in how safe they feel. Some say it's totally fine. But stats seem to back Leo up. In September, police filed more reports on this block than on any other downtown. And it's figured into the political debate over public safety, in part because of the incident Hernandez describes next.
There's a guy that works over here. He got beat up right here at the chessboard. All kinds of people around, but nobody could stop him. Just a mob of kids, you know, beating him up.
Random violence is rare here, but this is an election season, and incidents like that one are fueling a debate about what Mayor Mike McGinn has done to make downtown feel safer. Challenger Ed Murray takes him to task for downplaying the problem.
The mayor would say crime is down, and actually it's not down in all neighborhoods. There are hot spots, and we've been very, very slow to act.
Murray wants to hire 100 more police officers. McGinn says we can't arrest our way out of the problem.
You know, that's political grandstanding. Crime is at a 30-year low, and the fact is, until crime is zero, crime's a serious issue for everyone.
The race might seem polarized, but in truth, the candidates agree on a lot. They both want a balanced policy where struggling people get services and dangerous people get prosecuted. But where to draw that line is the rub. Ed Murray says cops need clarity on what their priorities should be.
Not going after people who are homeless, but to go after people who are actually breaking the law.
But which law? Because it is illegal to sleep in a park. It's illegal to go pee in an alley.
I think if you're dealing with open drug markets, I think if you're dealing with violent assaults, that's a pretty clear line.
Both candidates support expanding a program where officers hand off nonviolent offenders to service providers instead of jail. And McGinn is backing a big working group representing businesses, homeless advocates, and others.
We've built a coalition where we're saying when are services appropriate, when is responsible prosecution appropriate, and that we will have the political will to do both.
So what might that look like in a place like Westlake Park? Well, you can see a glimmer of it through the eyes of Philip Kraft and John Fox, two of the park concierges. They keep the place clean, they're visible and trusted. They notice when a homeless park regular has been missing a few days and put the word out. And when there's trouble, they have a range of ways to respond.
If someone's really dangerous, we call the police. If someone is so-so on the edge, we call the Rangers. And we don't intervene, although John here was quite the hero when Joey was being beaten up.
Joey is the security guard who got jumped over by the big chess set. Here's John Fox.
Start kicking on him, you know, hitting him in the head and stomping on him. And, you know, I was trying to scan everything, try to identify as much as possible to, you know, when the police would get there.
Fox helped pull Joey out of the scrum. And because Fox knows everybody around here, his report helped police track down the main perpetrator. Philip Kraft says it's an example of how, in ways large and small, the concierges quietly make this place safer and more cohesive.
And so, you know, when that element comes in, they're not dominating the tone of the park. You know, we're setting the tone of the park.
Kraft and Fox say they're achieving some small measure of balance in this microcosm of downtown. And for all the campaign talk about cops versus coalitions, that balance is something both candidates say they want. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.